It's relatively easy to notice that today's main theme in the readings is wisdom. Now, what comes to mind when we hear the word wisdom? What do we think about? And probably we think frequently about wisdom as a big word, right? Something very exclusive, as some kind of special, even strange knowledge, as some sort of philosophy, even for just a few select people. But the wisdom we're talking about, the wisdom of Scripture, is different, is more simple. It's a rather practical knowledge. It's about knowing how to live well. As in the Gospel, the wisdom of these five wise virgins was not about reading some obscure books. It was about something very simple: bringing enough oil for the whole night. And that's wisdom, true wisdom, to be prudent, to be practical, doing what we need to do in order to achieve some goal. Sometimes we get distracted because we really want to understand that interesting word, or we ask questions about why did they do weddings like that, you know, in the Bible, all these things. And the knowledge of all those details certainly helps, and it's quite fascinating many times. But ultimately, understanding today's message, as always, is a different kind of understanding. It's about, as someone said, the reasons of the heart. If we love, we get it. One day, St. Augustine was explaining, preaching, different things about the Gospel of John. And perhaps one wonders, when he noticed that his people were getting a little complicated about things, he paused and he said some very beautiful words that can help us go really to the core of what the Lord is telling us today. So in this pause, he said, "Show me one who loves. He knows what I mean. Show me one who is full of longing, one who is hungry, one who is a pilgrim and suffering from thirst in the desert of this world, eager for the fountain in a homeland of eternity. Show me someone like that, and he knows what I mean. But if I speak to someone without feeling, he does not understand what I'm saying." And it is absolutely true. If we have no feeling, meaning if we don't want to connect with our hearts, with God's presence, if we don't care truly in a personal, profound way, and we see these things as interesting reflections about things from the past, then we don't understand and we get distracted by secondary things. But if we love, if we want that which we need, then we absolutely understand. If we desire, we get it. Now, desire what? And today especially we have to say the desire for heaven. The parable, that wedding party, is a wedding party of heaven. And so the question becomes for us, do I actually desire heaven? And what do I need to do in order to have access to that feast? The eternal feast. How can I keep the oil of my lamp always replenished? Those lamps can be seen as images of our hearts, and the oil as images of love. So how can we actually, in practice, not just in theory, love God in a way that leads us to heaven? And a first step is to strengthen and to renew our desire. We've heard beautiful things about desire today. We heard and chanted that wonderful song, "My soul is thirsting for you, O God," like weary land, dry land. That's how we desire. That's how we are thirsty for you. So, truly, do we desire heaven? Now, when we desire something, and this is something we can absolutely understand, when we desire anything, usually there are two things that somehow happen. We don't think about this, but two things always happen. One, we think about that reality. We miss that, we want that. And second, we do something to possess that reality. So for example, if we desire a friend, if we want the company of a good friend, then we think about that person, we miss that person, and then we make a call or send a text or make a visit. If we desire some object, let's say a book or a phone, whatever it is, we think about that, you know, there's some attraction, and then we try to acquire that object. So do we think about heaven? Do we long for heaven in our daily lives? Not only when we come here to Mass on Sundays, but is it a thought present in our minds every day? All other desires, even those that are good and beautiful, will pass one day. But what about that one day that will never end? What about that one ocean without shores or those heights without a summit? What about eternity? Isn't it true that we are so busy and so distracted that at times we don't even think about that one thing that will last forever? And isn't that, to use a word of today's gospel, absolutely foolish? Because we don't know the day, and we cannot know the hour when we will go meet the Lord. Doesn't it make sense to do something so that we can be wise and be ready for His coming? St. Paul said at the beginning of the second reading today, do not be unaware. There are many ways of growing this awareness of what really matters in life. One, very simple, would be to have a real moment of prayer every morning and every evening. And I don't mean just a quick sign of the cross, okay, let's get on to what really matters, but actually, nothing matters more than this. So a few minutes, 5 minutes, everyone can find 5 minutes of actual prayer. And in the morning, gratitude for our life, for the fact that we are actually alive. And to pray and to think about the way in which we're going to love God throughout our day. Thinking on the activities ahead of us to know how to be aware of what really matters, of eternity. And then at the end of the day, another 3 or 5 minutes in which we think about our day. Again, in gratitude for the many blessings we received. Perhaps asking for mercy for our faults and praying for eternal life. If we just did this, but in an intentional and consistent way, then we would probably not be so foolishly and frequently distracted. We would place our hearts in what really matters. And in that way, the lamp of our heart will be constantly replenished day and night by that one love that makes us have good lives. And that hopefully with God's grace will lead us to heaven, to the encounter of that joy of the wedding feast of Christ, which we have the immense blessing of anticipating now as we partake in the offering of the sacrifice of the Mass.